ADA and Mini ADA, a solution to the two language problem. So what is this two language problem? So a bit everywhere where programming is used, you see a similar setup. You have people using a typically a scripting language for prototyping, for processing data, for generating code or whatever else, or do some simulation or shell scripts or for studying things and so on and so on. Typically, you have things like Python or MATLAB or whatever on the left side. On the right side, you have typically C++, ADA, and other statically typed languages. They are there for performance. And as long as people work in their worlds separately, it's okay. But more than often, they have to interact. And then there is a problem because there is this language wall. And it's something that many people are trying to break this wall. And a solution that I want to present is to use ADA, but in perhaps, depending on how the context, in two different forms. Use ADA on both sides, so you have some flexibility between the prototyping and the productive application. And of course, on the some things like SQL, you can keep it as such. It's not a problem to have the second wall there. It's not an issue. Oops. Yes. So one thing you see in the professional world, or academic as well, everywhere, you have one team which is doing a sketch in pseudocode or a prototype in a scripting language. It can be MATLAB, for instance. And they are working in a bit in their bubble, basically. And the implementation is left to other people who are using another language. So the language Y, for instance. So they have to translate everything, and suddenly the team X wants to make a modification. They have to call the team Y to try to adapt to this modification. And as you can guess, it's a very tedious, complex, and inefficient process. So here, a solution, depending on where, what, and depending on the context, would be to use my small hack ADA compiler for X, for prototyping, because you have a very quick compile run cycle. Basically, you don't see the compilation, it runs immediately. And use full ADA for as a Y language. So for the right. Another situation you see is you have both languages. You have a typically you have a team doing Python or R, for instance. Another team doing, let's say, C++, and a third team doing the interface between both, or translating bits of X into Y and maintaining painfully the interface. So it's a bit less complex, but it's a bit more complicated in terms of teams, because you need basically more or less three teams. So here, a solution would be to use full ADA everywhere, because it's very accessible also for engineers and with people with no programming training, or hack the hack compiler for the X language. And for Y, you would have the for the heavy lifting, you would have you would use GNAT essentially. I say full ADA because there are other ADA compilers. You have something called Object ADA, which is full ADA 2012, so an Apex ADA at least. So actually you have three ADA 2012 plus compilers available. And the third case is embedding. So you have typically industrial software or a game embedding a kind of scripting mechanism in order to do some live configuration, or for a game you can spawn some monsters or whatever. And yeah, so the typical X language is, as usual, C++ for X, and Y can be Python or Lua. You see often Lua as a mini language which is embedded in a software. So yeah, for a game it's not a problem because people don't know to struggle with C++. They play their game and they program their Lua script. But for an internal software, it's a bit more difficult because you need normally the knowledge of both languages. It's not a mass product, so it becomes again a bit difficult. The developers in the X language need to explain things to the Y people and so on, and they want some new features, and it's a bit tedious. And the languages are, as in the two other cases, not compatible, which is not good. So here, the solution is to embed the hack ADA compiler. So it's a mini compiler I'm maintaining and developing into the full ADA application. So I make a little... Yeah. We'll see a demo, but just I summarize advantages. So it's the same language. So you have more or less the same people who can understand the application and the script, basically. And you can even share the same source code between both. That's a very powerful feature. You have the same type system. So how does the embedding of hack look like in an application? So here you have probably the simplest usable way of embedding the hack compiler into an ADA main program. So you have builds from a command line argument file name, and if the build is successful, you run the program. So here you have a very small example where you can run an ADA program from another ADA program. But it will be better to see a live demo. So I do it. Next. So here you have Gnat Studio, the programming studio provided by Edaco for the Gnat compiler. And here...
Can you increase the context?
Ah, yeah, of course. A bit like that. Or perhaps I change the resolution. No, it's. I think it's okay. Is everybody able to read more or less? I give a try. Should be okay. So, I will have to scroll a bit more. So here you have the main full ADA program. The little difficulty is, since you have ADA in ADA and not completely different languages, I have to explain which ADA is which. It's the backside of the power of ADA in this context. So, here I have an almost infinite loop. Okay, it will terminate with the last positive number, but you won't see it. And each time it builds a mini hack program, which is called Exchange Hack Side Simple. Hopefully it's simple enough. And then it's run. And there's a pause in order to protect your eyes. But here you have a callback mechanism which is initiated. So I show you very quickly. So you have, so it's a full ADA callback, which is registered, which is doing something with data. So you will see there's a data exchange between the callback and hack. And this callback, so here you have the pointer to the callback, and it is registered. Okay? And now the hack program, I open in another editor just to make it more, I have to. Yeah, that should be readable enough. Of course, if I try to run it, it doesn't work as a main, because I have to connect the callback. So you have a pragma import, an import aspect with the callback here. And yeah, this. So this callback will put, okay, the usage of I in both places, so I change it. More readable like that. Oh, fuck. Yeah, no error. Okay, it's okay. 3 minutes is perfect. I will have done the demo in the meantime. So I put the value 1, 2, 3, 4 into the I parameter. It's very simple. And I see the callback on the GNAT side. So before the call, the value is 9876. And after, it will have changed, or vice versa. Okay. No, it's after. Okay, you will see with the demo how it works. So yeah, here, so you have this quasi-infinite loop. So each time the native is calling hack, which is calling native, it's a bit complicated. But you see the value 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, 8, 7, 6. And I can really change live the program. So you have the GNAT program running, still running. And I put 10, for instance. So you see, the newly compiled program gives 10 as a result, or you can put another message, hello, whoops, first them, and just save it, hello, first them, yeah. So, questions? No, no question. Yeah.
Is there anything for caching the compiled version?
Slowly, I'm not so good with.
Is there anything to cache the compiled version, so unless the source changes that I reuse as much?
It's not. The question is the source cached in any way? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's read from the file. But you could, the hack compiler is able to read from any stream possible. So you could cache, you can read from memory or whatever. Other questions? Ah.
So.
A repo.
Repo. Read without loop. Read without print loop. That's what script. Scripting programmers, they want to write, very simple.
Can you use hack as a scripting tool? Yeah, I do it all the time. Yeah.
That would be better than that.
Yeah.
More compelling.
For the next time, yes. Other questions?
So to get this HAC is basically the bytecode compiler, I see.
Yeah.
And interpreter. So it's like probably an order of magnitude.
So the question is the hack compiler a bytecode compiler which interprets the bytecode? Yes. But actually there is a it can also output native code, but it's work in progress. But the thing which is working is the bytecode. Yeah. But it's actually multi-target. Yeah, it's just compiled at every cycle. Yeah.
I mean by a just in time compiler that you notice that some code is running up, it takes the bytecode and optimizes it and produces the machine code. Because we have that in Lua. We have Lua too. And it can be pretty fast.
Okay, so yeah. So the question is there a just-in-time compilation? Answer, not yet.
Thanks, Hak. So thank you,
Gratis. Thank you.